This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, and we're being joined by our friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
I have a question for you, Jesse.
All right, Chelsea.
Do you know your goldfish from your graham crackers?
Do I know my goldfish, my graham crackers? I would like to think I do.
Then you would be perfect to come to bring the baby trivia.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'd have to borrow a baby.
You'd have to borrow a baby.
Yeah, I'd borrow a baby, and I go. And now, is this? You were telling me about this. Now, is this open for babies to play the trivia or people bringing the babies?
Both. So this is kind of a fun, silly thing we're doing. This is January 30th, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it's called Bring the Baby Trivia, the game where you need baby brain to win.
Okay.
So it's a Friday morning that is going to challenge caregivers and their little sidekicks that are under 2 years old for different trivia related things that will involve all the babies.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way also to just like make friends, whether it be the babies or the caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also have coffee for caregivers and a fun prize for the winning team. So
very cool.
Very much meant to be a fun, silly
thing. All those smart babies whose favorite category in Jeopardy is potpourri, this is your thing.
Exactly, exactly. And we'll have also toys and distractions for if the babies aren't super into it,
okay,
but maybe the caregivers are.
Okay.
So low stakes, it'll be a lot of fun.
All righty. Good deal. Good deal. What else is going on over there at the LDL?
So I wanted to talk about that just this week is our final week already of winter reading. January has gone by so fast. But for anyone who hasn't joined yet, but if you've done any reading throughout January, you can join and sign up and then log any reading you've done throughout the month and it'll all count. So it's challenging people to read 300 minutes or 5 hours. And there's also some little fun winter activities involved as well. And it's all set up in like a bingo card. So if you get a bingo, you know, horizontal, vertical, etc., you get a free hot chocolate kit from Patricia's Chocolate.
Oh.
And then if you fill the entire bingo board, you get entered to win a grand prize drawing.
Cool.
And so I have an activity question for you. This last week.
Yes,
and
we
had
did.
Fun.
Okay.
Do you have a go-to snack that always brightens your day or maybe a favorite meal that feels like home? What's your favorite comfort food?
Is it a snack or a meal?
It's whatever. When you think of like you're having a rough day, you get home, you need this thing.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a snack for people. Sometimes it's a meal.
Okay. I would say it's a push here with two things. My mother's chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
Okay. But those are good anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as something that I can make with my own skill set, and I make it a very quirky way, just macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
But I make it with very little butter, very little milk. It's just the noodle and the cheese, and then I like to saturate it with pepper.
Oh, I've heard of this. I've heard of this before.
That is my, and I can crank that up. And I remember like, you know, before I was married, I would make like a big pot of that and I would just sit in my chair and eat it up. Like I'd boil it because if you're alone, you know, you just eat it out of the pot.
Oh yeah. Saves dishes and everything.
Save dishes. And then whatever you don't leave, you'd sit on the ground and my dog Fern would eat the rest and off we go. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
You guys are
and it was
set.
Cheap too.
Yes.
It was cheap too.
Amazing.
I'm hungry for that now. Okay.
So I will say too, from the response we've gotten so far, homemade chocolate chip cookies overwhelmingly is number one.
Well, it's probably because they're having my mother's chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. It's so cute, too, because everyone does always specify, like, who they're made by.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will say, like, it's made by, like, my wife's cookies or my husband's this, my parents' this, my grandparents' this.
Yep.
It is so cute. A kind of funny one as well that I saw. A lot of people just put cheese, like, in different variations.
Ella likes cheese. Ella like pepper jack. She just likes to eat pepper jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people just put stuff like that. They're just like pepper jack cheese or like cheddar cheese or something like that, which is really funny to me. So I love that overall people really like homemade chocolate chip cookies and any kind of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So if something like that sounds fun, definitely check out our winter reading challenge. We're also, for people who maybe, like, if you are wanting to join late, we do have on Saturday, January 31st, for the entire day that we're open, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., is our big readathon, kind of celebrating the end of the challenge. We're going to have author book talks, some fun, like, book-related crafts and things. And also just some kind of cozy space for people if they want to go ahead and knock out and get all that reading done before the end of the challenge.
There you go. There you go. Okay. And then finally, we were going to get into this last week, and then we kind of got on some other subjects. Tell us about the Herblock exhibit.
So the Herblock exhibit, we have had up for about a week now, a week or two, and we'll have it through the entirety of February. This is about a political cartoonist who was very popular during the civil rights era named Herbert Block, or Herblock for short. And these cartoons are things that were in the newspaper that he wrote for, all detailing essentially events that were going on during the civil rights era. And Herblock himself is like a very honored cartoonist. He's won like 3 Pulitzer Prizes, Presidential Medal of Freedom, like all of these accolades and such. But this specific exhibit, which was given to us to borrow by the Herblock Foundation, just covers this civil rights era. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, really fascinating. It's called The Long March. Mm. And so it'll show like these comics, and then it'll give a detailed description of kind of the context for them, right, which is very important. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really special because he's not really someone you learn about in like a history book,
yeah,
but was very influential, mm-hmm, because it was in people's everyday newspapers. Mm-hmm. And this is also in like, you know, Schultz like Peanuts was really popular. Oh, yeah. Like this is the height of newspaper comics. Mm-hmm. And what I've also talked with people about is literacy was different back then. Mm. And people weren't as necessarily literate as they were today. They didn't have the same opportunities. So these comics didn't really have a lot of words. Mm. But the way they were made, people could understand what was going on, even if they couldn't necessarily read most of the text in that newspaper. So I recommend people come check out the Herblock exhibit. It's a pretty short read through it. And we also have like a guest book at the end of it where you can write your thoughts. We've had some really awesome feedback. People are really enjoying it. Of a lot of people don't know who he is, and then by the end are really fascinated. And I certainly was one of them.
Very cool. This is our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library here on 92.1 WGHN. Chelsea, people want to know what's going on at the LDL. Where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book, 92.1 WGHN.